Good morning. Good morning. It's good to see you, although, as I said a couple of weeks ago, you're slightly blurred because I'm trying glasses, but I can just about see. Let's pray, shall we, as we think on this carol service all about what Christmas is and what Christmas is about. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together, either here in the building or online. And we ask that as we think about you this morning, that you would help us to see more of what Christmas is truly about. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I wonder, particularly maybe those who are younger this morning, what is your most favourite Christmas present of all time? What's your favourite? Feel free to shout it out. A Fair Isle, oh, I've just steamed my glasses up. A Fair Isle jersey chosen by mother-in-law. Brilliant. And it was perfect. Excellent. What else? What else? Shout them out. Playmobil. Playmobil. Oh, that's a good. That's good. I never got Playmobil. I always wanted a Tiny Tears, if I'm honest. But anyway, what else? What other things? Your most favourite Christmas present? Disney. The whole of Disney. All Disney stuff. Anything to do with Disney. Brilliant. Oh, well, yes, that's a good gift, isn't it? Being taken somewhere exciting. Anything else? Go on. A miniature billiard table in 1954. Daniel, that is brilliant. Go on. My Little Pony Castle. They're brilliant. Excellent. Well, oh, one more. Go on. People. FIFA. Do you know, for a minute I thought you said teapot, and I'm thinking, FIFA. Yes, absolutely. FIFA games and things like that. Fantastic. One more over there. Go on, shout it out. Oh, a doll. A singing Rapunzel doll. Excellent. There's so many things. Well, I want to tell you about my favourite ever Christmas present this morning. Okay, my favourite ever Christmas present I got when I was about 8 or 9, and I'm not telling you how many years ago that was. It was my Care Bear, Grumpy Care Bear. That was my favourite Christmas present. And if you just put a picture on the screen, the first present. On the left, that's me. Some arse. That's me with my Care Bear. And I got it. And that's what Care Bear, the Grumpy Care Bear, looked like on the right, in case you can't really see it very well. My poor mum sort of got a mouth on the picture there. And I got that Care Bear when we were on at Christmas at my grandparents' house in Blackpool. And I took Grumpy with me everywhere. We went to Stanley Park that day, and we walked around Stanley Park, and I had to take Grumpy with me. I think my dad probably held him quite a bit when I went on the slides and things like that. But Grumpy was my favourite ever Christmas present, and he since then has been everywhere with me. Whenever I go on holiday, he's the first thing I pack. When I go on a conference, he is the first thing I pack, and I am not ashamed to admit it. He is the first thing I pack wherever I go. He has been everywhere with me. Then, nearly 2 years ago, at the beginning of 2020, me and my friend had saved up money to go on an exciting holiday to South Africa. And we were very fortunate because we got there just before the pandemic happened. And I took Grumpy with me. It was the first thing I packed, along with my passport. That's all I need. Toothbrush, passport, Grumpy. Swimming costume, that's about it. And anyway, we were driving around South Africa, and we were in one hotel, and then we packed up, and then we drove a whole day to another part of South Africa. And when I unpacked my suitcase, I got my pyjamas, I unpacked my toothbrush, Grumpy was not in my suitcase. Thank you for the R's. I had left him in the hotel that we had just been in. So thankfully, the people in the hotel we were staying in were able to call that hotel, and I spoke to them, and I gave them our itinerary and my home address. And they said, we will post Grumpy to you. I don't think they said Grumpy, we'll post your teddy bear to you. And that was it, really. And so for the next week, every time we got to a new hotel, or every morning in that hotel, I went down to reception and said, has a box arrived yet? Has a parcel arrived for me? Every time they said no. And I was getting worried, and I couldn't sleep very well because I didn't have Grumpy with me, and it was a really strange sensation. To the day when we got on the plane to go home, and I still didn't have grumpy Care Bear. So when we got back to the UK and I was going around the supermarket to buy some food, I found a replacement Grumpy. There he is. He actually does look grumpy. But the thing is, he's just not the same. He's not the original Grumpy. And he's lovely, don't get me wrong, but he was not the original Grumpy. Then, a couple of days later, there was a knock on the door. And I opened the door and there was the postman with a box with South African stamps on it. And I opened the box and what came out but Grumpy Care Bear. If you put a next picture, there we go. This is Grumpy Care Bear, and I am bearing all today because this is my Care Bear. He doesn't really look like a Grumpy Care Bear anymore, does he? He is a bit messy. He has been down the toilet a couple of times. He's been in the washing machine. He's lost quite a lot of his fur. His legs are a bit floppy. They need sewing on. He's actually got nibble marks on his nose from my pet hamster when I was growing up. He's lost the pupils in his eyes. They've just gone over time. But he is my Grumpy Care Bear. And he's still very special. And he's still the first thing I pack whenever I go anywhere. Not that we've been able to do that so much recently. That is Grumpy. Now, why, I wonder, am I telling you about my favourite Christmas present this morning? Well, I wonder whether sometimes some of us feel a little bit like my Care Bear. Tattered at the edges, falling apart at the seams, a bit mucky, not much to look at. We need some care. And we need some attention. And maybe we feel as if it would be far better if we were replaced with something better. A new one, all shiny, full of colour, not falling apart at the seams. Maybe we feel like that bear in the video. As if we should hide away, wrapped in paper, so that no one can see us. Afraid, shameful even, of what might happen if people see us. But actually, what we saw in that video is that doesn't matter to God. None of us are perfect. None of us will be in this life. Because we all mess up. We all struggle. We've all got things that we can hide. But the good news is, and that video reminded us, we don't need to hide. Because God became flesh. He was born in Bethlehem around 2,000 years ago. And he was born for me and for you, whoever you are, whatever you have done, whatever you would like to hide from him. He became a baby for you, for me. And in that tiny, perfect baby, we find everything we need. At Christmas, we celebrate the one who is perfect, the one who came and lived among us to show us just how much he loves us. Even though we're tatty at the edges, even though we mess up, even though we want to hide at times. And of course, he is the best gift we can receive, far better even than Grumpy Care Bear. And the fact is that God looks at us with all our mess, with our sin, the things that we do wrong, and he says, I love you, and I want to show you just how much. And more good news is that with Jesus, we can know him at work in our lives, bringing healing and restoration, mending those tattered edges, helping us in those difficult times, giving us hope of eternal life. So we could say that Christmas is all wrapped up in Jesus. So three very brief ways from John chapter 1 to help us this morning. And I've got three gifts this morning just to help us. Got this first little tiny box. There's something in there. And we see so much of Jesus in John chapter 1. And I have a candle here to remind us something. I'm going to do this very dangerously with this candle. In John chapter 1, we're reminded that Jesus came to shine God's light. Later on in John, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And we know, don't we? We can look around us and see that the world is a bit dark at times, full of really difficult things. And especially at the moment, we see wars. We're living a global pandemic. We see natural disasters. Maybe we're facing things that we feel are quite dark at the moment for ourselves. But Jesus is the light of the world, and his light can never be put out. What does light mean? Well, it means that although darkness can be scary, with light, light will always win. Now, I've just realised that I meant to bring a glass of water so I could do something with my candle. Yes, thank you. Because if I blow it out, we know what's going to happen, don't we? Should we try it? Oh, I might have done it. No. That is the thing with Jesus' light. It is always there. I will keep holding this for one moment. Thank you. The next gift. And I'd like you not to laugh at my creative talents at this point. Because the next gift is that we're told in our Bible passage today that Jesus became one of us, that he was born as a baby, that he became human, as I said. Please don't laugh at my creative abilities here. Yeah, don't look too closely. He became one of us. He was born as a human. Now, of course, it isn't that Jesus isn't God, because Jesus is fully God. And if you come to one of our outdoor carol services, you will be reminded about that by Rob. But he came one of us, part of the human race. The thing is, sometimes we think of God as sort of an old man with a beard sitting on a cloud, far away from us, distant, not really that interested. But the Bible reminds us that God became one of us in Jesus. Completely different from every other religion. Completely different. God became one of us in Jesus. Not someone inaccessible. He became one of us so that we can know him. And actually, it means that we can know what God is like, because we just need to look at Jesus. And of course, it also means that whatever we go through, whatever we face, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus knows. He knows what it's like because he became one of us. Jesus knows. And then my final box this morning. They're getting bigger, aren't they? Now, let me show you this. This is actually an item of clothing. I'm very excited by this item of clothing. Some of you may have heard about the Marks and Spencer's jumper that says, believe on it. Now, this jumper has become so popular, particularly for clergy, that there are about 500 clergy, mostly women, and some who aren't ordained, who have bought this jumper to wear over Christmas. And there's actually now a hashtag, Team Believe, on Twitter, and I think on Facebook as well, and I will be joining that hashtag. And it's just really cool that Marks and Spencer's have sponsored clergy wear, clerical wear, this Christmas. But the thing is, this is just a jumper, isn't it? This is just a jumper with the word believe on it. But this reading says that Jesus came that we might believe, and that if we believe, we have the right to become children of God. For those who believe, we can be adopted into God's family. We become children of God. Now, it's one thing wearing a jumper, but God asks that we put our trust in him, that we believe in him, and that when we do that, we wear our faith not just on the outside, but on the inside, and it transforms us. And it's a call, isn't it? A challenge to live for him. And so this morning, if you don't believe or you haven't put your trust in Jesus yet, I encourage you to do so. come to Jesus. Because when we believe, we become children of God. If you do know Jesus, that's a great reminder, isn't it? That we are children of God when we put our trust in him. So if today you feel a little bit like my Care Bear, know that Jesus came for you. Know that he loves you. Know that you don't need to hide. Know that in him, in Jesus, you will find love. You will find someone who knows and understands. You will find a light that will never go out. And you will find someone who helps you become a child of God. Amen.